Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number four of the Ben Maller radio program, recorded live overnight and repackaged in the podcast format with limited commercial interruption. So the Cleveland Browns claimed over the weekend that they are not interested in trading for Aaron Rodgers. Wink, wink, nod, nod, that they love their quarterback, Baker Mayfield. We believe they're hanging out in a place called Fantasyland. We will visit Realityville, a look at what the Browns said and what reality is. Coming up here in hour number four. Here it is. Another mistake by the lake. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we jibber-jabber coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the bakery as we cook up piping hot sports takes all night in the morning. From the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope you had a good weekend, and we are back at it on a Monday. So our lead this hour coming from pro football, specifically the whispers. The whispers about the future of, yes, Aaron Rodgers. It is time for our obligatory Maller monologue about the hottest story in pro football. Relax. The future of Aaron Rodgers. Game show host, actor, Renaissance man, not a family man, Aaron Rodgers. Now, we know what we know, and we don't know much, but we know that Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. And have you heard the scuttlebutt coming out of Northern Ohio regarding Aaron Rodgers? Maybe not. So we heard over the weekend that the Browns are not interested in trading for Aaron Rodgers. This is what they are feeding the people that cover the Browns there. Reports out of Ohio say that Cleveland is all in on Baker Mayfield, and as a result, they're all out on Aaron Rodgers. So let us discuss. Now, the Browns' reported lack of interest in Aaron Rodgers and a trade for the Packer quarterback, is this real or imagined? Real or imagined? So I am going to say this is, if it was a part of Disneyland, it would be Fantasyland, is what it would be. So my thoughts, you've got Looking Glass, Jenga, and Baseline. And we will tie all of these things together into a passable Malamalek. Remember, the C student gets the same diploma as the A student. Now, A, this is a classic disinformation campaign. That's what this smells like to me. I sniffed it out. Coming out of Cleveland, there is no general manager worth their salt that would say, if given the opportunity to trade a first-round pick and some other draft capital and Baker Mayfield to get Aaron Rodgers, you wouldn't make that trade. No one. That person does not exist. And certainly not the general manager and the brain trust in Cleveland. The Browns, here's what I think is going on. I got a theory on this. So my theory is the Browns are strategically floating that they're not interested in Aaron Rodgers, and they're feeding this to their useful idiots in the media, the mouthpieces in the media, when in reality, what's really going on here is they're simply running interference. It's actually the other way around. When you look in and take a peekaboo at the Looking Glass, when you look at the Looking Glass, Aaron Rodgers is the one not interested in going to Cleveland. All right? Prove me wrong. If there was even a sliver of hope, that number 12 would be willing to relocate to Ohio, then of course the Browns would be greasing the skids. Now, the other part of this, which is obvious, is that even if the Browns were desperately trying to trade for Aaron Rodgers, they can't publicly admit it, right? Can't do that. But Rodgers has a wish list. It's like a kid before Christmas or Hanukkah with a wish list there. And that wish list, you know what it doesn't include? Cleveland. Not on the list. We keep hearing a lot of buzz about the Broncos. And then Aaron Rodgers is about to become an honest man. He's about to get married, and his lady friend is from Colorado. And I know all our friends listening in the Mile High City and beyond there are smitten with the idea that finally, after all these years, since Peyton Manning left and all these stiffs that have played quarterback for the Broncos, finally the planets are going to line up for the Broncos to get a quarterback, a good one again. There's been some buzz about the Raiders. There's been a little bit of chatter that Sean Payton could shake it up and make a run to bring Aaron Rodgers to the Saints, jump in there late. But for the most part, it's all about the Broncos. And for Rodgers there, he's the one calling the shots in this. While the Packers have the leverage, the first thing Aaron Rodgers has to do is convince the Packers to trade his ass. Now, once they do that, then at that point, and that's obviously a big if, but at that particular moment, then Aaron Rodgers would be able to handpick where he goes. Because no one's going to trade for Aaron Rodgers with the idea that he doesn't want to be there, because then you'll be in the same situation the Packers are in right now, where Aaron Rodgers can threaten to do this, that, and the other thing and not show up. Now, part B of this, the idea that the Browns are all in air quotes, on Baker Mayfield, that is hogwash by the gallon. And I would advise you, I know it's a weird time, it's late at night, early in the morning, depending how you look at it, but don't be hoodwinked, bamboozled, and hornswoggled, and certainly don't be led astray. Baker Mayfield has yet to show that he is worthy of even carrying Aaron Rodgers' dirty jockstrap. I mean, even doing the laundry of Aaron Rodgers. Who are we kidding? You are what your numbers say you are. And when it comes to Baker Mayfield, the jury is still out, but it's not looking good. It's not looking good. They're eating turkey sandwiches right now, but they're leaning towards guilty, not innocent. Baker Mayfield's resume reads, you know what it reads like? It reads like a wobbly Jenga tower with all the blocks about to come tumbling down on top of you. And all boom, just like that. Now, we like to deal in the currency of facts, and we don't really care about the feelings of the Browns fans because they feel like Baker Mayfield's the leader of the team. Baker has scored a ton of points with the fan base. He's also gotten a lot of endorsement deals. You can't watch any kind of sports programming during football season without seeing Baker Mayfield sell you insurance or this product and that product. But his play on the field does not live up to that standard. He does not. He often falls apart like wet bread when he's out there. Mayfield, he had a big breakthrough season in 2020. Mayfield's the man, said the cheerleaders and the media. Baker Mayfield, you know, in his big breakthrough season this year, this past year, we're 2021 now, Baker Mayfield was the 16th ranked quarterback. Gardner Minshew, who lost his job in Jacksonville, was ranked higher. And, wait, there's more. Baker Mayfield was 1/10 of a percentage point ahead of Ryan Fitzpatrick, who lost his job in Miami and is now the quarterback in Washington. Mayfield ranked 31st in 2019. He finished 19th in 2018. And the Browns are all in on Baker Mayfield? Right? To rephrase that, he has yet to be a top 10 quarterback in the league. He hadn't done it. The biggest sin of them all, though. And you can say quarterback rating, maybe that's not the end-all, be-all. And he's a leader. He's got the intangibles, blah, 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 blah. You know what Baker Mayfield doesn't have? The most important skill you must have. If you look at all the skill set requirements to be a great quarterback, Baker Mayfield is lacking the most important, accuracy. Accuracy. He ranked 30th Baker Mayfield ranked in completion percentage. There's only 35 qualified quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield was 30th. 62.7%. The most important skill, most important tangible skill set you can have is accuracy. And Mayfield, much like DK Metcalf running the 100 meters, lagging behind the field when it comes to accuracy. Now, last word on this. If you're intellectually honest, you'd rather have 2 years, 2 years of Aaron Rodgers at age 37 and 38 than 5 years of Baker Mayfield at age 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. And if Cleveland was fully invested in Baker Mayfield, they would have signed him to a big old extension. They haven't done that yet. And there's a lot of chat that they're going to do it, and maybe they will. Instead, what the Browns have done is they've picked up the fifth-year option. So he's in there for year five, but that is a bookkeeping strategy, right? You're just filing some paperwork there that is merely kicking the can down the road. And so when it comes to fully locking in on Baker Mayfield, Cleveland is in a holding pattern. Now, there's this whole cat and mouse game, you know, pay the man, don't pay the man. How much do you pay him? Should Baker Mayfield test the market? Will he be able to test the market? How's this going to play out? But I understand Mayfield's popular with a certain faction of the Browns fan base. But his popularity lingers in comparison to his performance, as we have highlighted throughout the last few minutes here. And the Browns, when I watched them play last year, even when they were winning and they won a playoff game that was really handed to them by Ben Roethlisberger, they're often forced to play what I call hide the quarterback to win games. You don't want to be the hide the quarterback team to win games. It's run with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Hope the defense steps up. They got a pretty good defense, big names on defense. And then Baker Mayfield's a decoy. He's a decoy. That's an unsustainable formula going forward. At least if you can be a playoff team that way and you can be a competitive team. But to get to that upper echelon of pro football, you can't just have the decoy at quarterback. So the way I look at it, you know, the Browns say they don't want Aaron Rodgers. Okay, again, we think it's more Aaron Rodgers doesn't want them. But either way, 2021 is a make-or-break year. We're at a fork in the road. And at this point, if you were to judge Baker Mayfield, he is nothing more than a baseline quarterback. He's a baseline, run-of-the-mill. Now, does he continue going down that road, or does he make a turn and go down the other path and become something? And we'll find out. I mean, the whole story is essentially blowing smoke at this particular point. Mayfield, the way he's played, there's no way you give him a $35 million a year contract, but that's what some of the speculation is, that he's a $35 million a year quarterback in his next contract. And hey, if you hate the Browns, if you're a Steeler fan or a Ravens fan or, God forbid, a Bengals fan, you got to hope the Browns do that, because it would be a mistake on par with what the LA Rams did, giving Jared Goff the big contract and had to give up a bunch of first-round picks to get rid of him, and the Philadelphia Eagles, who are in salary purgatory, and they didn't get much of anything in return, for Carson Wentz. And wait till the Cowboys figure out Dak Prescott stinks after they just gave him the contract. And the beat continues. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about any of that, you can join us here at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We're also available on Twitter, at Ben Maller. Real-time feedback during the show. We had a spicy, hot instant advice line at the end of last hour. We helped out a listener, Dave, in Cincinnati, who is suffering from hemorrhoids. And you know, most people would say, if you got hemorrhoids, you probably shouldn't be calling a sports radio show. But Dave called up, asked for advice. And I didn't really have anything other than just like a nice bath. But the listeners had some great advice involving cactus and all kinds of other things, which was very helpful. Very, very helpful. We will take your calls. 877-99 on Fox. A little side hustle in Tinseltown. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He keeps the show running smoothly. He plays most of the sound bites and all the music on the Ben Maller Show. He also is the keeper of the dump button for when you guys say something naughty that we can get in trouble for if it goes over the air. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
The Tigers got a big one, too, I think.
That's one of my favorites. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Bam Bam Cam writes and says, Ben, I cannot wait until Matthew Stafford shows he's a bum in L.A. with as much trash talk as you give my guy Dak Prescott. I can't wait. Well, you're going to have to wait a long time, Bam Bam Cam. You're going to be an old man. Because Matthew Stafford is going to light the NFL on fire in a Ram uniform. And people say, why didn't Jerry Jones trade for the local guy? Why didn't he make that trade? Why would he give a bum like Dak Prescott, who can't play well against the better teams in the NFL, why would he give him that contract? I'm going to say that. Just Josh from Cincinnati, one of these Cincinnati bros, says, Aaron Rodgers to Cleveland, ha, 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 laugh emoji, laugh emoji, laugh emoji. It's more likely he celebrated Mother's Day with his family than consider going to Cleveland. Raz Quit the Band, who's written several amazing tunes for the show, he says, that was probably my favorite Aaron Rodgers monologue ever. Anytime you can do an Aaron Rodgers monologue and not talk about Aaron Rodgers, I'm all for it. I can't wait for the saga's conclusion so we don't have to hear about it anymore. A-. No, I disagree. I like to milk it like a cow. I like to milk these drama stories. And we're going to have this one for at least another couple months. We're only in the early part of May, heading close to the mid part of May, but you got to get through June, and then training camp opens up in July. That's what we have. JJ from Renton says, Baker Mayfield has proved himself. Shh. Okay. Yeah. JJ, have another beer, JJ. Remember when JJ used to call the show back in the day? Herbert Birdsfoot, the great opiner, writes and says, we need the Dick and Dayton take on Aaron Rodgers to Cleveland. We need to get that content. Well, let's do that right now. Let's go to Dick in Dayton, who is on line number 4. Hello,
this
Dick.
Won't be denied.
Dick in Dayton right there. Hello, Dick.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, the people are demanding, Dick in Dayton, your immediate reaction, your knee-jerk reaction to the story that the Cleveland Browns do not want Aaron Rodgers, that your Brownies are satisfied with Baker Mayfield as the unofficial voice of the Browns and the voice of the Brown fan. Dick in Dayton, your thoughts.
My thought is I think Baker Mayfield showed last year how Cleveland came back, you know, in the Bertie Kosar day. I say that this year they'll go to the playoffs with what they got in that draft pick. I'm going to stick with Baker and the boys.
Hey, Dick, you could have the MVP of the NFL.
I know.
But no, I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers. He won the MVP award.
Yeah.
And you'd rather have Baker Mayfield,
like,
who finished 30th in completion percentage?
Yeah.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid,
Ben. Dick won't be denied.
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, yeah.
You are, Dick. Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, what else is on your mind here, Dick and Dayton? Anything
new? I just wanted to tell you, they need, there's something's got to happen with the Cavaliers. They need LeBron James back. They're in a slump, and it's disgusting, guys.
They're not in a slump. They're bad. There's a difference. They've been bad all year. It's not like they're in a slump here. Now, the big highlight, did you see the Mavs-Cavs game?
No.
Oh, big story here. This big scandal in the NBA. Not really a scandal, but it's a dramatic NBA story. Luka Doncic punching Colin Sexton right in the nuts during the Mavericks-Cavs game. Yes, he did.
Dirty pool.
That's bad.
He hit him in the Dick and Dayton right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ben, I want to congratulate you and your crew for 20 years on the air.
Thank you.
Yeah, 20 years.
Appreciate that.
And you know, mine's coming up. They talked about it in the break room. Mine will be Sunday, 4th of a century there.
That's amazing. That's
who?
And they, of course, they'll give you like a gold watch or something like that. They give you a plaque and all that.
Well, I'm going to check in.
All right. Well, thank you, Dick. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes. Dick and Dayton.
Thanks, Dick. It's been a fun 20 years.
Been a great 20. Well, Coop was like 2 years old when I started here, but some of us have been here. You know, different time slots at Fox Sports Radio. Not in the overnight the whole time.
Dick won't be denied.
And I was 12. Thank you very much.
Well, I started, I was like 6 years old when I started. Yeah, I did. I was giving updates. I was like 6 years old at the news desk giving updates.
Dick's right up there, though. He absolutely is.
JJ from Renton. JJ from Renton's, he's very passionate this hour. He says, Seattle's defense is going to shut down the Rams' offense, says JJ. Boy, I love crazy.
JJ, was that game in Madden, huh?
Yeah, you kicked his ass, didn't you, Roberto? You pulled this guy's pants down, JJ from Renton.
Yeah.
You slapped him around pretty good there, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why JJ went into hiding for a while.
He's call you more,
Yeah, he didn't want to show his face around these parts. Yeah, for a while, he called our show, he called Clay's show, and was a regular caller. Not in some time, though. Let's go to Charlie in San Antonio. Hello, Charlie.
What's going on, Ben? Happy Sunday, man. How you doing?
It's Monday now, so it's...
Homosexual.
Yes, sir. Monday. Hey, congratulations to the Clippers for inventing time travel and going back in 2011. And making Derrick Rose back to his MVP form. That was very entertaining. do share your secrets. But I'm calling because I want to, there's a big conspiracy about the curse of the Bambino. And, you know, I'll squash it once and for all. I have all the evidence right here, okay? So let's examine. You know, you think the curse was broken when the Dodgers won the World Series, but... the sports gods looked down and they frowned because you couldn't just handle it. You couldn't handle it with grace. You couldn't be humble. No, you had a high sign and, you know, high five. And so now let's look at it. Dodgers on a tailspin. Clippers lost to the Knicks in prime time. and then the greatest.
By the way, Charlie, I know you're not a TV executive, but prime time actually is the 8 o'clock Eastern window. That's prime time. Afternoon game on Sunday is not prime time because this is amazing. People actually go out and do things on Sunday. They're not sitting around watching NBA games on television on Sunday. It's not prime time. So you're dead wrong about that. And by the way, I noticed a lie by omission by Charlie in San Antonio. You're a total fraud because you failed to mention the surge is on the way back. You didn't mention that. You left that out because the saving grace of the Clippers, the man that will lead them side by side with Kawhi, just like he did in Toronto, to an NBA championship, the great Serge Ibaka, back before the playoffs. Unbelievable.
If y'all really did.
It's going to happen. Serge Ibaka.
If you really did invent time travel, of course that would work out because 2011, Serge Ibaka was a great player. But the biggest evidence of all of the Chris
2011? What are you talking about? They won the championship in 2011? It was like a couple years ago, you moron.
I'm talking Serge Ibaka.
Serge Ibaka was a key second actor. You have the lead actor, the secondary actor, and Ibaka will get it done. Yeah, I know. Play a little soundbite, because again, the Laker historian, there's no real fans. They're all bandwagon Hollywood phonies. So Roberto has to play Clipper Daryl, who's making videos right and left. Clipper Daryl's a friend of the show. I've had him on the show. We've had him in studio. He's a friend of ours, a celebrities fan. Clipper Daryl, Clippers, 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 Clippers. There you go.
Ben.
What?
Okay, so this is the biggest evidence of the curse of Bambino. So I was listening to the Fifth Hour podcast. This is, shout out to the plug. But you and Gascon were, pelvic thrusting, boasting, y'all thought y'all were so smart with Dogecoin, right? Because Elon Musk was going to be on SNL, and you're like, this is going to drive it up. But, of course, the curse of the Bambino, minutes after that show aired, just crashed.
Well, I didn't – listen, I'm still up, by the way, dummy. I'm still ahead of where I was, you moron. And so you don't even understand. Let me tell you about cryptocurrency. Okay, and I'm not here to give financial advice, but it goes up and down and all around. It's like a kaleidoscope, and I've seen that. And it'll go back up. It'll go back. Those idiots over on Reddit will drive it back up later today. I'm not worried.
It always
about
goes
that.
Back up.
What's that?
It always goes back up.
No, it does go back. I mean, it goes up and down, but I'm still ahead. I mean, I don't care. Listen, I mean, I'm not as ahead as I'm much ahead as I was, but I'm ahead. That's all I'm worried about. I don't curse at all now. I hear there were some shenanigans.
What was that noise?
I don't want to talk about that, but there was some shenanigans that went on, Eddie.
Sound like you're upset.
No, I'm not upset at all.
Were you
I'm
banging
saying,
on something there?
I mean, somebody pointed something out to me that there was some kind of one of the daily trading websites all of a sudden during Saturday Night Live would not allow people to buy a certain cryptocurrency. So I don't know if that's true or not. I just want to. Anyway, we'll get back to the calls here. It is the Ben Maller Show. Later on in the hour, we'll have food picks with Marcel. Always a fun time. The side hustle Hollywood style. And will we get a 2-for-1 special in boxing? We have the answer to that. But right now, over to Eddie Garcia we go to get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight.
Thank you, Ben. We'll start with Sunday's action in the NBA in games of note. We had the Lakers beating the Suns 123-110. No LeBron for the Lakers. But Anthony Davis had 42 points and 12 rebounds. The Knicks beat
Humpty
the Clippers.
Humpty Dumpty for 42 points.
You got to enjoy Humpty Dumpty because he's an injury waiting to happen. He will be down for the count. And I pray to Jesus, Eddie. Here's what I want to see.
He's going
to
Humpty Dumpt all over your ass.
I want to see. Coop. Oh, yeah, Coop can't even talk. He's trying to talk trash.
His voice is changing.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, here's what I want. I want the Lakers-Clippers round two. And then I want the Lakers up 3-1, and then Anthony Davis goes snap, crackle, pop, and then the Lakers blow the 3-1 lead. Mm-hmm. I pray that that happens. You will never hear the end of that. I hope that happens. Please, basketball gods, make that happen.
The Clippers lose at home to the Knicks 106-100.
They're getting Serge Ibaka back, baby. Wow. Serge Ibaka is coming back.
Go ahead and schedule the
great
parade,
Serge
then.
Ibaka. Comeback is close.
As
big headline.
As we heard Charlie say, Derrick Rose, 25 points off
who
the
Who cares
bench,
about that?
New York
Serge Ibaka
win.
In uniform instead of being on the sidelines wearing a, like he's on a, doing a pirouette on the catwalk.
Nobody
he's a champion. He signed a $19 million two-year deal with the Clippers from Toronto. He won the championship in 2019, and he's going to win it in 2021 with the great DeMarcus Cousins and playoff Rondo.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Serge
Cousins,
Ibaka,
point a minute, guy.
A huge 10 points this season. It's going to be big time for the Clippers.
He does the intangibles, the little things that don't show up in the box score, like points and rebounds.
Ben can't even keep a straight face for that. He's laughing. All right.
That reminds me, like, when I covered the NBA, what was the old coach, the white-haired coach of the Lakers?
Del Harris,
yeah. The Lakers were kind of mediocre. They had Kobe and a couple guys, but this is before they were winning, right? And before Phil Jackson came in. And they were like, well, you know, he does things, but they don't show up in the box score. I'm like, well, what doesn't – you got points, rebounds, assists. Like, what doesn't exactly show up in the box score?
All right, let's move on to some baseball from Sunday. We had the Red Sox beating the Orioles 4-3. Boston's won 4 in a row. They've got the best record in baseball at 22-13. White Sox over the Royals 9-3. Chicago with a 3-game sweep. They're on top of the AL Central. KC's dropped 8 straight. Mets over the Diamondbacks 4-2. New York's won 5 in a row. They get the 3-game series sweep, and they're on top of the NL East. Cardinals blank the Rockies 2-0. St. Louis sweeps that series in 3 and leads the NL Central. Yankees walk off with a 3-2 win over the Nationals. Padres crush the Giants 11-1 to avoid being swept. They're a game and a half back of San Francisco in the NL West, and the Angels beat the Dodgers 2-1. LA Dodgers have lost 15 of their last 20 in 5 straight series.
Yeah. And they lead the majors in one-run losses. Bad teams lose close games, Eddie.
Oh, there you go. In the NHL, the Flames beat the Senators 6-1. Calgary avoiding being eliminated from the postseason, at least for one more day with
Calgary.
You know, we've got in sports a lot of people being upset about nicknames, a lot of teams changing their nicknames because of it. How about this, though? Out of Columbus, Ohio, the fans are upset because the team is actually changing the nickname. That would be the Columbus Crew of Major League Soccer. The fans are not happy because for whatever reason, the team has decided to change to Columbus SC, which stands for Soccer Club. They're apparently getting rid of the crew, and there was a report maybe they changed the colors as well. The fans are very upset about this. They didn't want them to get rid of the nickname, but the team says, well, we're not actually getting rid of the nickname, but then it leaked online, the new like branding and the uniforms, and there's no crew anywhere mentioned on any of the new...
Eddie, Dick and Dayton is getting the Kettering Banjo Society together. There's a mob marching.
Yeah.
They're holding torches and pitchforks, and they're heading to the facility there for the Columbus soccer
team. Nothing
leaves
a bigger impression than marching banjo players just descending on a
70-plus-year-old band members from the Kettering Banjo Society. And they're gonna bring their mandolins, Eddie. And they are going to bash these guys with mandolins.
That is very,
don't
very
mess
impressive.
With an angry mob of anarchists holding mandolins. So,
always good business when you piss off your fans for no particular reason, but we'll see. Columbus SC, not crew anymore, apparently.
It's Greed. Right?
Yeah, hey, if your fans don't want to buy the new stuff that doesn't have the nickname that they love.
They'll buy the new stuff. They know that they've done the market research. But I hope they don't. I hope the people don't buy the new stuff. That'd be great. But every time people say they're not going to buy the stuff, they end up buying the stuff. So just like the fans of the Washington Redskins are like, we don't want the team changed. We want to keep the Redskins name. And so we're not going to buy the merchandise. Well, inevitably, they'll buy the merchandise. If it looks good, they'll buy it. So, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. So the side hustle in Hollywood, more on Aaron Rodgers. That's right. He's not only the Jeopardy host, but he will be back doing it again. Aaron Rodgers there, the Green Bay Packers star, will stand in as a host of Jeopardy on the upcoming episode of The Conners on ABC, the sitcom. Anybody watch this?
Who?
I do not. The Conners, any big fans?
I didn't
even
know it was still on, to be honest with you.
Never heard of them.
Live in a fictional town in Illinois, and they are depicted as Bears fans, blah, 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 blah. And so in the episode with Aaron Rodgers, will be one of the final two episodes of the season. They're hoping for a big ratings bump. He hosts one of the main characters as a contestant on the game show.
Oh, that's that Roseanne show without Roseanne?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That amazingly, they had the chutzpah of still continuing on when the show was all about Roseanne. But, yeah, I guess that's still a thing. And will we get a two-for-one special in boxing with Floyd Mayweather, who said he could beat both Logan Paul and Jake Paul on the same night? No, not going to happen, which is kind of obvious it's not going to happen. And it was pretty transparent, one of the big management people over for Floyd Mayweather pointing out that while it is conceivable, it is realistically possible for him to fight both Jake Paul and the brother, Logan Paul. He's set to fight Logan Paul next month in Miami. But hey, that's a dumb thing. You don't go 2-for-1 on pay-per-views. So the move here will be Floyd Mayweather will beat Logan Paul. There'll be some kind of controversy, and then Jake Paul will say, what about me? And then they'll have a fight with Jake Paul, and they'll steal your money twice. They'll say, if one sham fight is good, let's do two sham fights, and we'll get that done. And so that's how that's going to work. You can take that to the bank. Keep in mind, though, I'm the guy that was told when Floyd Mayweather had that money grab with Conor McGregor that was going to be a two-fight deal, and they never fought again.
You little weasel!
Up until this particular time, they have not fought again. All right, let's go to the phones. It is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. And who do we have? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's say hello to Tommy in Houston. Hello, Tommy.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
This is the part you talk here, Tommy. This is very exciting. I know we're all very excited about this. This is huge.
Okay, I just have a quick take, and I'm going to sit back and listen. I like your show a lot. I'll just say this, MVP or not, Watson from Houston, you know, Mr. Green Bay, arrogance doesn't pay off. And so, you know, he can go and try to get on another team. Both these guys can go and try to get on another team. But arrogance doesn't pay off, at least not for these guys. But other than that, I can say I'm rich, biatch!
Robert is in Virginia Beach. Hello, Robert. What's going on, Robert?
Yeah, how y'all doing? Yeah, I was just telling the guy, congratulations, Mazel Tov, on being on the air for 20 years.
Thank you.
Well, I've been listening. Yeah, well, no problem. I've been listening for about a little over 20 minutes. I have no idea who y'all are. I just kind of channel surfing.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to.
So you not do you not listen normally at this time here, Robert? Do you not normally listen to the radio?
Oh no, I'm out early. Early every morning. I go for a run, but I channel surf. I listen to Howard Stern. I listen to y'all back and forth. You know, this morning anyway.
Is Howard live? Is he on this week? Is he live this week? Is he doing live shows?
No, of course not. If he is live, I don't know. There's two different Howard stations.
Oh, okay.
Most of them are recorded. But I'm just trying to figure out, are y'all trying to be a comedy show, or is this some kind of news? Because I heard you talking about hemorrhoids, then you were talking about cryptocurrency, then you threw in a sports story.
Yes. We really try to keep you off balance, Robert, what we try to do here. It's all-encompassing. It's mostly a sports show. It's mostly a sports show. But you know, we're relatable to men. Men have hemorrhoids. Men like investing in stocks and whatnot. So we're multidimensional.
Okay. No. You're definitely interesting. I was just trying to get a pulse on exactly.
Were you disappointed? Did you not want to hear hemorrhoid talk when you were scanning the dial? Were you surprised that we had hemorrhoid talk?
Oh no! I had hemorrhoids myself 30 years ago. Okay, it's just that.
Well, that's glad. Only 30 years ago, and now you haven't had hemorrhoids in 30 years.
Yeah, that's a good dormant streak there.
Congratulations. What's your secret? High fiber?
No, I don't know. I might have hemorrhoids after listening to this morning.
I understand. Sit in the bath there and have the warm water. I got to go. But thank you, Robert. I'm glad that you're confused by the show. Another satisfied customer right there.
Wait till he hears Marcel.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It'll be a food show.
Yeah, we got food picks coming up here, Robert. I hope you still listen. I know you're listening right now because you're like, I wonder what these guys are saying about me. Yeah, so we're going to have food picks. Calm down. We're going to go to Brooklyn. And the reigning caller of the millennium on this show, we'll check in with our buddy Marcel. We'll do that and some other surprises along the way. We'll get to it, and we will do it next. Micro Orgasm.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. It's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. Now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And the Maller Militia, all over the place, as that guy in Virginia was complaining about. Just Josh says, with the amount of hemorrhoids talk going on the show tonight, you must have done a blank ton of preparation H, so he says. Lame jokes are on Friday at the end of the week. Bad job by you. Let's go to Brooklyn right now. Let's not wait any longer. And the reigning caller of the millennium, from Brooklyn, New York, the self-appointed czar of the show, Marcel in Brooklyn. Hello, Marcel.
Happy 20th anniversary to the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's actually several months ago. But
the best overnight sports radio program, not just in America, but around the world. So
that's right. Yes.
Here's to 20 more, Ben, Eddie, Roberto, and Justin. Happy almost, or should I say happy post Mother's Day too? All right, here we go. Let's get, or should I say this? It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new week. So, Maller Militia, let's get into it. And Mondays and Fridays, it will be Justin in Cincinnati, and he joins me right now from the Buckeye State. Justin, good morning to you, my friend. What in the heck are you having the food pick from last night?
Well, first, what do you think about Dick and Date, Marcel?
Oh, he's just a great gentleman. Believe it or not, he defeated you. He defeated you instead. He defeated you. So, okay.
Yep.
What is your food pick
you
from
had,
last night?
I'm going to say you had a hemorrhoid patty with ketchup.
Oh, not just the patty. The hemorrhoid one? Not good. This is not going to be a mixed match, Justin, so I give you the failure side.
Nah, you fail. I'm going to go
ahead, Ben.
French fries with ketchup.
This is going to be a very mixed match, a catch-up for you, my friend.
Okay, I think that's a good sign there, Roberto.
Said to you.
And Eddie, I think I've...
Eddie, what you got?
I'm going chicken patties with ketchup.
Ooh. Uh-oh! You know what that means.
What does that
mean? Next match!
Oh, man. Well, you said mixed match with both of us, and we said different things, except
Well,
the
we
ketchup.
Both said ketchup, though.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. So that's
right.
A half win. Okay, this is exciting.
Roberto, play food picks.
We're playing food picks, Marcel. Calm down, please.
I got gotcha.
You. What did you have, Marcel?
No. What did you have?
I'm going to say.
He's on to your tricks there, Marcel.
Chicken patty with ketchup.
Now you got three times.
Roberto's with me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And this is going to be a chance for you, Coop D Loop. So
don't blow
it. If you got the failure side, it's over. What do you got?
Well, I think that you had a cilantro lime chicken orzo with chipotle crema.
Crema.
The failure side.
Not failure.
I'm sorry.
I knew it.
Sorry.
Here is the food pick from last night. It will be. Ben, Eddie, Roberto, because of the four of us, our food pick from last night, it will be chicken patties with ketchup.
No, that's just me and Roberto.
No, I get half credit.
Me and Eddie won.
I got the ketchup. I get credit. No, that's a win. He said that's a win. It's Marcel's game, and he said I won with the ketchup.
He didn't pick the chicken patties.
No, but he said that's Marcel. That's a win. Yes, Marcel, right? That's a win.
I want to reconsider that.
Marcel.
That is correct.
What?
All right. There
how
that,
does he
Eddie.
Win, Marcel?
That's a win.
Coop's all choked up. Coop
now, Marcel's
choked
the
up.
Ultimate
you've
judge.
You've hurt Coop's feelings.
Judge, jury, and all that. Hey, Marcel, do we have a player of the night real quick?
He didn't say chicken pepper.
Of course. Here we go. This is going to be the buzzer before you guys. Heading out of here.
Hit the post.
Derrick Rose of the New York
Knicks.
Beat those Clippers.
It's no fun
that's
when you don't
beat those Clippers.
No, Marcel, listen. That's a bad job, buddy. You should have picked some random baseball
Pascal
player.
Pascal Siakam.
Or that guy.
No. That's not it.
No, it's
I'm
not.
I'm talking
not
about Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose.
Nobody cares about a Knicks. It's a regular season game. Who cares about a regular season game? Nobody cares about a regular season game, please.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.